Back to that Lenin statue in Kiev, kind of surprising that it would still be there in post-Soviet Ukraine at all. But then again, there are Lenin statues in all sorts of odd places around the globe. And Professor Vlad Godzich at the University of California, Santa Cruz, knows where many of them are.
We can find them almost all over the world, most obviously in Russia, and particularly in Moscow. There are over 80 of them still standing. What's surprising about the Ukraine is that while it has taken a number of them down, including the one this weekend, it has also built two new ones in the past 6 years, so that it's bucking the trend. Now, if you want some other ones, there is one in a casino in Las Vegas, another in a casino in Atlantic City. My favorite is the one that is in front of the Kremlin Bar in Belfast. Huh. It's a gay bar, and they are very proud of having a statue of Lenin there. And in a suburb of Seattle, they have a huge one that they imported from Slovakia, which they dress up usually in sadomasochistic clothing or long dresses and so on, particularly at the time of the gay pride parades. So there is a kind of a kitschiness to some of these at the present time. I think of them as the equivalent of people putting on a Che Guevara t-shirt under a tuxedo to go to a formal dinner. But you also find some that are still left over from the commitment to communist ideology. In Vietnam, for example, you find one like that. In France, there is one in front of the Communist Party headquarters in the city of Montpellier. And you find some in Bulgaria, but I think they are planning to take those down. Right. In the rest of Eastern Europe, they've disappeared. They've just been knocked down instantly.
So what are some of his different poses and what do they represent? I know, you know, there's obviously a famous one of him pointing kind of off into the future. How else has he been depicted?
The most common one is to show him as a thoughtful man. And this is the busts that are used in front of Communist Party headquarters generally. Another pose, which is quite the opposite of the one where he is pointing, is to depict him with his arms behind his back and just standing as if he had no direction to show, but rather was addressing people in a very matter-of-fact way. So that's not Lenin the leader, but rather Lenin the imminent permanence of the revolution among people. And that's a very important thing, and that is that when these statues were being proliferated, the idea was that wherever you would turn, there would be Lenin with you. So that Lenin was not transcendental, but imminent to the world. That's why they put him in coal mines, they put him in lakes, they put him in rivers, on mountaintops, everywhere. Mm. So it was like, you know, the equivalent of an imminent god who actually, you know, can look at you in this way. And in that position, he was not the leader of the revolution pointing to the future, but rather just with his hands behind his back, the inspector of reality.
Right. I mean, you just listed such a crazy mix of places where you could find Lenin statues. And I suppose what it means to the people where they live depends on where we're talking about. But is there a common thread today that kind of connects all these disparate countries and places where you find Lenin statues for the people who look at Lenin and what he means to them?
I think by and large, people ignore them, even in the places where there are still very, very large statues. It's a little bit like the inhabitants of Rio de Janeiro. They do see this huge statue of Christ on the hill looking at the bay, and they most of the time they don't talk about it. And if you draw their attention to it and say, well, it's time that he took the plunge. And you have the same kind of an attitude toward the Lenin statues. I think that on some occasions, the anniversary of the revolution, you do have people who have a certain kind of nostalgia for the old order. And these are mostly people who were retired or who are heroes of World War II. They come bedecked with all of their medals. And they look at Lenin as an indication of the history and the continuity of the country in one in which they played a heroic role.
Vlad Godzich, professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
We've mapped the locations of many of the world's remaining Lenin statues in case you need to find one. Check that out at PRI.org.